Well, it's been another busy week on the political front, and a very high-profile visit by the Vice Premier of China, Xi Jinping. And a very, I think, important aspect of that visit was the fact that we're the only European country that he visited whilst abroad. And it was very significant that while he met the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach and senior ministers, it was absolutely critical, in my view, that he mentioned three key areas in terms of two-way trade and investment between Ireland and China. Now, I mentioned biotechnology and communications technology, which I suppose is no surprise, but critically, he mentioned agriculture. And it's one of those key areas that we can rejuvenate, in particular the rural economy, the social economy, because we have a strong reliance in this country on agriculture and agri-food, on tourism and on marine. And from, I suppose, my aspect in West Cork, it's a key critical area where we can create sustainable jobs in rural areas. And I was delighted to see that this is one of the areas that was pointed out in terms of two-way trade investment between China and Ireland. And on that level, I have written to the Taoiseach seeking clarity and also looking for suggestions and strategies in terms of developing that relationship as we go on. We had a special parliamentary Labour Party meeting towards the end of last week where we focused on our almost 12 months in government. We looked at critical areas, and one of the recurring themes, I think, from that meeting is the fact that we must communicate our message more effectively. We have achieved, albeit in very difficult economic circumstances, we have achieved a lot in terms of our first year in government. And critically, looking at areas like the restoration of the minimum wage and also looking at the measure in the budget which exempted 330,000 people from the universal social charge. Now, those are issues very close to the heart of the Labour Party. The meeting was very constructive and proactive, and we looked at ways of communicating more effectively our unique message as we go forward. Over the weekend, I had a chance to visit the Fuse Youth Cafe in Skibbereen with Carol Gilbert. And again, it's a very fine reminder of the amount of work being carried out in communities throughout the country. And I think one of the areas that needs to be protected in terms of, you know, savings that need to be achieved in various budgetary areas, this is one of the areas where a lot of strong social work is being done outside of the state. And the state need to continue to fund and support and develop resources for youth cafes, not just in Skibbereen, but in other areas like, for example, in Dunmanway and in Clonakilty. And it's one of the critical areas, I believe, going forward, that we need to ring fence and not go after in terms of achieving cost efficiencies or savings. The government made a very welcome announcement at the start of the week where they allocated €2.5 million for harbours in Kinsale, in Baltimore and in Bantry. Now, there would have been a lot of concern at the beginning of the year when the responsibility for harbours passed from the Department of Transport down to Cork County Council. And some people may have felt that, look, it was a way of kind of